Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Sonia. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Sonia. I had an email for a shipment on the 27th of January, and the post office has not gotten it, and there's been zero movement on it since then. I called last week to ask about it, and they said to wait until the end of the week and see if there's been an update, and there's, again, still been zero update at all since the 27th.
All right, so do you have the account number?
No, but I know you can get it by my name and number. It's Gary Tabor, T-A-B-A-R.
All right, and could you please verify the name and address? I'm sorry, the address for me, please.
That's okay. It's early in the morning. 143 Garcia Drive, Waynesville, North Carolina, 28786.
All right, and I have your Ghostbusters Ecto-1 subscription.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. All right, and how can I help today on your order today?
Well, like I said, I got the email confirmation of a shipment on the 27th, but it has never hit the post office, so never hit any kind of shipping thing, and it's a different number than what I normally get. Typically, you guys send them to Pitney Bowes in Atlanta, and then that comes up to where I'm at in North Carolina. This one actually has an Eagle Moss number, and it looks like it actually goes directly to the post office, and it looks like it hasn't gone in the post office for like a week and a half.
Okay, and this is your
the
shipment,
most recent
January
shipment, 27th, yeah. It's like they were going to send it and then they just kind of forgot.
Okay, give me one moment. Let me look at that tracking.
Yeah, there's zero tracking. There's none. There's just the warehouse generated that it was going to go, and nothing happened.
Okay. All right, just waiting on the ledger to load here.
Oh, not a problem.
Okay. Okay, I'm just going to see what we have here. And this is the shipment that left on January the 27th.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it left because the post office would have had it in this kind of period of time.
Yeah, it did. It left the warehouse on the 27th of January.
Huh.
So now we're just waiting on the post office to actually scan it in because the tracking number is just the Eagle Moss tracking number. It has not been updated with the USPS tracking number, so they haven't scanned it in yet.
Doesn't that usually mean, though, that they haven't received it yet?
Like I said,
this is an unusual shipment. Normally, you guys deal with Pitney Bowes, so this is, like I said, this is the first time in a year I've ever seen a shipment going directly from Eagle Moss to the post office.
Okay, well, our orders are shipped by USPS.
Yeah, well, I know the last delivery is USPS, but typically you guys either use Nugenix or Pitney Bowes because I had nothing but horror stuff in the last year with Pitney Bowes because they're understaffed in Atlanta and stuff sat there for like 2 and 3 weeks at a time. The worst delivery was 6 weeks. From the time you guys actually sent the Pitney Bowes to the time they actually released it to the post office and it arrived. They literally sat on it for 5 weeks. But they did. They're understaffed. They have two of their warehouses closed in Atlanta. So what they do is they're actually cycling their people who actually process stuff between the warehouses. So they'll work at one warehouse one day and another warehouse the next day. So something could sit there forever because they're just way behind. And they're just, and they knew this before they bought Nugenix too. They just, it's a horror show. And Eagle Moss knows about it too. Eagle Moss UK even knows about it because the U.S. division notified them, hey, these guys are not delivering our stuff because you guys had to deliver, I believe it was 3 shipments last year. You had to double ship them to me because they never arrived. And then a month and a half later, suddenly the previous shipment arrived. They were just, they're screwing up like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So how long do we wait for the post office to actually get this thing? Because like I said, it's been 15 days. And in 15 days, when you're dropping off at the post office, they haven't received it yet or logged it in.
Yes, they should have by now.
Yeah, so it sounds like there's something wrong with it because I'm actually biweekly shipping. So this week you should be processing my next one, which will be the first delivery for February.
Yes, that was sent to the warehouse on February the 5th.
Yeah. So like
hasn't
I said, it should be.
Yet.
Yeah. So I wasn't expecting that one yet. Things have obviously been delayed over the last couple months, and I completely understand about that stuff. And last month is like, oh my God, you guys are back on track. I'm getting 2 deliveries in a month, which is what I'm supposed to have. But then this one just kind of vanished.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way to have somebody look into it, or like the warehouse or something, or do we just sit and wait, or what?
Let's see here. Yeah. And you said the 27th, there's 1 minute left. Okay. All right, sir, give me one moment here.
Okay, no problem.
All right. I'm actually just reaching out to my supervisor. Give me one moment.
No rush.
Okay.
Well, you guys are doing what you can. It's not a good situation. So.
Especially on this end.
Yeah, well, yes. I know you're getting beat up by customers too because everybody's expecting things yesterday, and it's like that's just not the way things work, the way the world is right now, you know.
Exactly. Okay, one moment for me, please. All right, just waiting on a response.
No problem.
Oh, all right. All right, they're looking into it now. I was explaining to her. I said it was sent to warehouse. No. I don't think they understand.
Yeah, normally when you guys send it to Pitney Bowes, they have it within like 3 or 4 days. They'll sit on it forever, but I actually get that acknowledgement that, yes, they have actually gotten the package. Like I said, that's obviously not happening this time.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to get her to understand. She said, oh, I thought you said this. No.
You would think if this is all people did all day long, you know, it's not like you guys where you deal with orders and like credit card payments and like 15 different things, you know. But you would think if the only thing that you did was shipping, that you would like know all the shipping. It's like, oh, okay, I know exactly what's going on. I mean, it is early in the morning, though, and, you know, there's always that.
Okay. All right, and she
were
did.
Recuperating from the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. That was a good game.
Yeah, my wife grew up in Tampa, so she was like, first screaming half of the night.
Okay. All right. So it is, as I, you know, stated earlier about it being, it has left the warehouse, but it's just waiting on the USPS tracking. And as soon as that's updated on there, yeah.
So it might just be like a post office delay then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How long should I wait before calling again if it looks like maybe it's lost? Should we like another week or?
Yes, sir. No more than that.
Okay. If I don't see anything in a week, I'll give you a call tomorrow morning or next Monday.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. And again, you said the 27th. What's today? Today's 8th.
Yeah.
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 All right. Yeah, if you don't receive it or get anything or any type of notification, I guess by Friday, you can give us a call back. And, of course, we could send an email over and request a reship or a refund for you.
Okay, well, I'll reship because so missing parts isn't going to do me a whole lot of good.
I know. But yes, sir, I do apologize for the inconvenience. Yeah.
Not your problem. You have a very good day, and I hope the rest of your week goes this well. I know it won't.
I hope so.
I can at least hope that, it. Right?
Yes, please. Thank you so much for that.
Okay, you take care.
You too, sir. And thanks for calling Eagle Moss, and have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.